It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lee Eisensee with our Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. Thanks so much, Lee, for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for letting us come on, and I feel that KOVC is such a huge part of our bell ringing campaign. You get the people out there to ring, and we can't thank you enough for all that you do. And
thank you.
And again this year, the Holy Spirit was working very hard within Valley City. And I don't want people to take that statement lightly, because it truly is the Holy Spirit that inspires the people to ring the bell and to put the money in the kettle. And it's their hearts going out to those that are less fortunate. And we just can't thank everyone enough. And when I open up those kettles at night to count the money, I can't believe how many people have put money in there, because I'll see a $1 bill, I'll see a $5, I'll see a $50, $100, I'll see three, four ones together. Each night there's a couple hundred of those bundles in there that people have given.
Wow.
That's a lot of people that care, Steve. So,
what a generous community we have here. We can't thank the community enough.
That you're absolutely right. And we're still by far number one in North Dakota, and we're number three or four in Minnesota because of our generous people. That is of the extension agencies. It's not of the Fargo's, Grand Forks, Bismarck's, and Minot's. But so... And we had another good year, Steve. We had $70,022.
Wow.
And 22 cents. So it's...
Congratulations.
Yeah,
again.
That's good. We're down a little from last year, but basically that was just three checks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone usually gave us $3,000, and then we had two of them where the businesses weren't around anymore that gave us $1,000 each. So... You know, we did remarkably well. There were some new people that gave us larger checks. But one thing that I haven't reported on before was like the kettles. Now, petrol this year, we took in $11,340.
Wow.
And levers was $27,973. And... a lot of that $11,000 is money from out of town.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really nice. And then rest of the money that we got were separate checks. A couple churches in town give us bigger checks, and the Eagles has been so generous, they give us $7,500. And so we're just truly blessed. And last year, Steve, we set a new record. We served 1,591 people. And the reason for that is we wanted to invest as much money as we could into Valley City. And so we started working with the food pantry. And their need for those food baskets has skyrocketed. They used to give them out once every 3 months, and now it's once a month, so they could use some extra help. So we buy meat at, we spend $1,501.44 a month, and that buys meat for 23 families a month. So that is part of that $1,500.
Wow.
You know, the money that we have. But we are just... So amazingly blessed. And as you all know, we help with food and gas and medical, lodging, rent. And it's just many different things that we've helped with. And our year starts, Steve, the 1st of October. And so far, we've helped homeless 10 times already.
10 times.
Yeah, we don't see them, mm-hmm. You know, but they're there.
Yeah.
And some of them are in pretty dire straits. And so that is wonderful. And so far this year, since the 1st of October, we have already spent $1,924 out of the money that we just raised.
Yeah.
So the need this year has really started off heavy. So I'm glad that we have the money to be able to serve them. So, we've served 465 people since the first of the year.
Wow.
First of October. Yeah.
Yeah, just that whole quarter, October, November, December.
Yeah,
that's 3 months.
Yeah, that's it, 3 months.
Wow.
That's crazy, but... we're so thankful for you at KOVC and Levers and Petrol for allowing us to be inside. And Dakota Bank counts, I have to count the money, but they handle the money for us. And it's not a profit-making thing for them. It's just an in and out. And so we're so thankful that they do that. And of course, we want to send out special thanks for Lenora and Naomi for signing up all those ringers. And we had about 530 ringers we needed to fill. So, is the difference, Steve, between Barnes County and some of these other counties. They don't fill their spots. And one day up at Petro, they were taking inventory in the morning, so they were closed. And then in the afternoon, we were ringing, and it was a storm day. We raised $2.
Okay, during a storm day, huh?
During a storm day. Levers was better because people were getting groceries, you know.
Yeah.
But if there isn't someone ringing, you don't get any money.
Right, yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, those storm days hurt us too. But we're still very happy where we're at. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to meet the needs in the community.
Very good. And thanks again to all those who volunteer to be bell ringers. We can't thank you enough for your support year after year. Lee, thank you so much for being on the show today and giving us the good news.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for what you've done for those in need in our community. And we promise you that we'll do the very best that we can to meet those needs, and God bless everyone.
There's Lee Eisensee. He is with the Barnes County Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign, reached $70,000 again, another great blessing in the community through the Red Kettle Campaign. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.